Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in. I am so excited for today's meditation here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Woo! Today's discussion is going to be all about letting the light in. So while we're in COVID-19, many of us still in quarantine, there may be a lot of stress you're dealing with. There may be things that are different. Your schedule may have changed. There may just be different things on your mind, right? And so wherever there is just a little bit of darkness, we're going to be just letting a little bit of light into those areas. And a little bit of news, I'm traveling back to Los Angeles on tomorrow. I'm so excited, and I'm even more thrilled to be doing this meditation with you today. Today's spoken word is going to be happening at the end of our discussion. So be sure to listen all the way to the very, very, very end to hear a little bit of healing spoken word. But without further ado, I just want to hop right into this amazing meditation. So let's do it. Sitting down or lying down, your hands are turned upward, palms open in a space for receiving. In this time of meditation, we are just going to relax and unwind. I want you to envision yourself in a warm rain. I want you to visually see yourself in a warm rain. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right for your temperature. And as the rain hits the top of your head, touches your hair and scalp, the water flows all the way down your entire body slowly, bringing you into full ease, rest, and relaxation. Visualize this warm rain coming down through the follicles of your hair and scalp, down the back of your head, running down your neck and upper spine, down to your middle spine, low back, all the way down to your hips. And the rain doesn't stop there, taking the stress, taking the worry away. It runs down your hip, down the back of your leg, thigh, inner knee, calf, all the way down to the ankle, literally dragging any depression, any anxiety, any worry away. That rain doesn't stop at your ankle, but it goes down to your heel. It rolls underneath the foot, down to your toes, pulling any depression, any anxiety, any stress, any worry away. Now, as this warm rain continues to melt every stress away, the sun begins to come out. The warm sun hits your face and gives light to your eyes. Now, though your eyes are closed, you can feel the warmth of the sun behind your eyelids. And as this sun gets just a little bit brighter, gradually awakening its light in front of you, allow that light to go to any space or any place within you that might need it today. So, we're going to take just a few seconds to self-reflect on where we might need a little bit of light the most. Maybe you are in a joyful space right now, like I am, and you're feeling that vibrational energy of positivity. But even if you're struggling with something right now, It doesn't matter because we all have different places inside of us that could use just a little bit of light. We're going to just take the next few seconds and self-reflect. What is an area in your life that could use just a little bit of light? Is there something you were hoping for? Was there a loss? Is there a pain or a worry? If you were to go deeper and pull back the layers of your life, pull back the layers of your emotion, pull back the layers of your thoughts, I want you to visualize your eyes looking deep into your body and truly being given permission, access the deepest places of you. You're in a safe place. There's only you and I in the healing room. This international safe space. As you pull back those layers, what do you find there? What is the area that's begging for just a little bit of light? Maybe it's your love life. Maybe it's your goals. Maybe it's a relationship or a thought that you've been having, a worry, an idea, a dream. Maybe your child or a family member has been on your mind. Where could you shed just a little bit of light? Once you find that place, I want you to slightly open your palms. I want you to slightly open your palms just a little bit more as a sign to your conscious and unconscious mind that you're ready to be open to this place. Once you find where within you could use just a little bit of light, I want you to just slightly open your hands just a little bit more to allow your conscious and unconscious mind to know that you're ready to be open in this area. So in the next minute, all you have to do is slightly pump, a little bit open, a little bit back to normal, a little bit open, a little bit back to normal, as you move your palms to symbolize to your conscious and unconscious mind that you're ready to be open in this area. And as you begin to slightly open your hands and spread your fingers out just a little bit wide, then bring them back in and then spread them out wide. Allow the light, the warm sun that just hit your face, to go deep within inside of you and to give you the love, the joy, the support, and the encouragement that you need right now. Take this moment, utilizing this physical symbol, to let the light in. me share this quote with you. And you can continue to utilize that movement if it has been of support to your spirit and to your soul. Continue doing that. Or you can begin to relax your hands and listen to these words. You choose. Today's quote is from Matthew 5, 14, and 16. And it says this: "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." I'm going to share just that first part with you again. And I don't know what you're dealing with right now. I don't know what you're excited for in the future. I don't know what's on your mind. But I want you to allow those words to soothe your soul, to encourage your spirit. And let the words move and speak to you in the way that you need them in this very moment. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. I want to talk to the believers in this very moment and tell you and encourage you that if you have been striving to live a life that's pleasing to God, maybe not a life of perfection, but striving for a life that pleases God, I want you to continue your prayer with him. I want you to continue your personal walk. And I want you to know that God is for you and not against you. And if you have been seeking God in your own personal time, maybe you're a little bit newer on your faith journey, I want to encourage you to continue to seek him. God loves you. God already knows you. And as you become to know him in your personal relationship, there is nothing but fruit there waiting for you. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, and neither can you. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, nor can we put you under a basket, but on a stand, because you give light to all who are in your house. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. If you would like to connect with me, if you would like for me to pray with you, or if you need to discuss something personal, go ahead and schedule a clarity call or reach out to me at the link in the details section. I would love to connect with you, pray with you, and help you in any way that I can. Remember, I am a coach, so if you need some coaching, or if you just need some support in this time, you have a free clarity call that's waiting for you whenever you're ready. So, I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. If it's okay, I would like to leave you with a poem. Let love flow and overflow. Let your joyful rain down into this temple. Let forgiveness live here, leading restoration and healing. Yahweh worshiping in a David-like praise. May I adorn my life with the better things, letting go of insecurities and being mindful that we are royalty. Let peace be the blood that flows through our veins. May peace be the blood that flows through your veins. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.